keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Many national park sites are closed down due to the government shutdown, including the Brown v. Board of Education historic site in Topeka. The site posted a notice announcing it is currently closed due to the funding lapse. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and KBI Director Tony Mativi announced a statewide operation to seize illegal high THC products. So far, the KBI has executed 10 search warrants across the state. The investigation is ongoing and findings will be sent to local prosecutors for possible charges. The full list of locations where search warrants have been executed can be found on WIBW.com. That's a look at your latest headlines. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking to buy or sell property in North Central Kansas? There's only one name you need to know, Hanson Auction and Realty. Whether you're looking to sell your farm, home, business, equipment, or just some personal property, Hanson Auction and Realty is your one-stop shop with over 11 years of experience and expertise. From selling real estate, consignments, liquidations, and everything in between, our team has got you covered. Call us today at 785-738-8932 or online at HansonOnlineAuction.com to check out all of our listings and upcoming sales. Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit, let us get you a good price.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 62. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 87. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas football is officially heading overseas next season. On Wednesday, the Big 12 announced that KU and Arizona State will face off in London at the historic Wembley Stadium during week 3 of the college football season in 2026. The game will take place September 19th of 2026 and will count as a home conference game for KU. The contest is the first ever Power Conference college football game played in England. The game is expected to be played at historic Wembley Stadium, which seats 90,000. It will count as a home game for KU, meaning the Jayhawks will have six games at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in 2026. In Big 12 play, KU will host BYU, Baylor, and UCF. KU will go on the road in conference play to face K-State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Utah, and West Virginia. KU is expected to play its home games with a limited capacity in 2026 as they work to the east side in Phase 2 of the Gateway District Project. The game will only be the second all-time meeting between KU and Arizona State. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems now offers massage therapy as part of our comprehensive therapeutic services. This program supports patients with a range of needs, from stress reduction and prenatal care to targeted relief for chronic pain conditions such as headaches, back pain, arthritis, and fibromyalgia. Massage therapy can have a powerful impact on both physical and mental health. To schedule an appointment, call 785-738-9405. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ready, reliable, right here.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Kansas Volleyball Association rankings are out this week. In Class 4A, Clay Center is number one, 17-2. In 3A, Silver Lake is 22-1. They're ranked number one. Beloit, 18-4. Halstead, 16-3. Poisington, 4, 21-3. Holton, 18-6. They moved down from 4A. They're fifth. Sixth is Trinity Academy, 14-4. Goodland, 12-2. Seventh, Holcomb, 8. Marantha Christian moved up from 2A to 3A. They're ninth, and Heston is 14-3, and they are 10th. The Beloit Lady Trojans moved to 20-4 Tuesday with two wins over Southeast Saline. In the first match, they won 2-0. In the second match, they held on for a thrilling 2-1 match. The team is led by Reagan Cheney, 180 kills. Dakota Gray has 120. Vivian Thompson, 124. Diggs, Landry Linton has 147. London Knight has 254 digs. Assist, Colby Strody leads the team with 442 assists on the year. 2A, Ellenwood is still undefeated at 22-0. 1A Division 1, Little River is number 1, 20-2. Centralia 2, 19-2. Spearville 3, 16-1. Rock Hills comes in 4th, 20-0. South Gray 5th, 19-2. Wabunsee is 13-5. At 6, Gossel is 7. Greeley County 8. Winner 9, Onega is 10. No one in our area is ranked in 1A Division 2. Rock Hills moved to 22-0. They are led in kills by Hallie Meisner with 200. Savannah Coyle has 106. In digs, Meisner has 134. Allie Beck, a senior, has 234. And in assists, Bethany Simelnik, a senior, has 407 assists on the year. I always ask coaches what they saw from scores around the state on Friday, and somehow we missed that Reno County Homeschool beat Maritime Valley, who was undefeated at 3-0, 93-38. You say, well, it's eight-man football, it's high scoring. Well, here's the thing. Reno County Homeschool led 32-0 after the first 8 minutes. It was 56-22 at the end of the first, and the game ended at the half, 93-38. I'll bet that was some tired officials in that game.
Well, isn't this perfect? Your car just died, middle of nowhere, middle of the night, and of course, it's raining. Because why wouldn't it be? Here's the good part. You don't have to sit there Googling tow trucks near me or calling a friend who swears they know a guy. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. They've got 24-hour towing service ready whenever life decides to break down your plans and your car. The number's easy, 534-1982. That's 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Because bad days happen, and they're always ready to roll.